This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Amazon's new microwave. Not just any microwave, one that includes an Alexa-enabled chip that manufacturers can install to control basic appliances. What it all means for Amazon's bid to control the smart home of the future. But first, these tech headlines. Google told lawmakers it continues to allow other companies to scan and share data from Gmail accounts. This is in response to questions raised on Capitol Hill about privacy and potential misuse of information contained in users' emails. In a letter to senators, a top Google official said the company allows app developers to scan email accounts, even though Google itself stopped the practice for the purpose of ad targeting last year. The company also disclosed that the app developers generally are free to share the data with others, as long as Google determines their privacy policies absolutely disclose potential uses. The Wall Street Journal's John D. McKinnon and Douglas McMillan have more at WSJ.com. The European Union is ramping up pressure on Facebook to better spell out to customers how their data is being used or face sanctions in several countries. On Thursday, U.S. tech firms got a warning that if it doesn't change its misleading terms of service, consumer protection authorities in EU countries will impose sanctions. A spokesman for Facebook said it has made changes to its terms based on regulators and that the company will, quote, continue our close cooperation to understand any further concerns and make appropriate updates, end quote. So if you're looking for a job, good news, robots are currently hiring. The Journal writes how nearly all Fortune 500 companies now use some form of automation, from robot avatars interviewing job candidates to computers weeding out potential employees by scanning keywords and resumes. The Journal has more on how companies like DeepSense, based in San Francisco and India, are using the practice as part of a general trend that moves away from assessing candidates based on their resumes and skills. This method aims to make hiring decisions based on people's personalities instead. Coming up, if you've ever wondered what it would be like to say, Alexa, please defrost my chicken, wonder no more. A new chip will make it so.
Sponsored by Harvard Business School Executive Education, offering four comprehensive leadership programs that transform rising executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
At a big announcement Thursday, Amazon revealed a flurry of new Echo speaker devices and other electronics powered by its Alexa voice assistant. The star of the event, a small chip that would let people use their voice to command everything from microwaves to coffee machines to room fans and guitar amps. Amazon is hoping big manufacturers will sign up to incorporate the Alexa-enabled chips in lower-end everyday household devices. Let's get the latest. Joining us now via Skype with more is The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Welcome back, Laura.
Thanks.
So, big announcement Thursday at this press event. Amazon came out the bat with this new chip that is going to change our smart home lives. What did we learn? What's the latest?
Amazon really wants us to be able to do everything with Alexa. It's smart, intelligent assistant that goes into Echo speakers, but now other devices too. They've made it so that it's very easy for manufacturers to install this little chip that's about the size of a quarter. It has Bluetooth connectivity, a Wi-Fi antenna, and it has a chip that will communicate with Alexa. And that allows anything from a coffee maker to a fan to a microwave to actually become Alexa enabled. You can do voice commands with it, and it could really change the way that we use our basic appliances.
Right. And it all, sort of was unpacked at this big event on Thursday. Any new devices that you were able to see or anything new and exciting that was showcased there as well?
Definitely. So it was kind of crazy. They did about 70 announcements in 90 minutes. It was a bit of a whirlwind. Some of the bigger ones they did, they're announcing a new Echo device for the car. So it's going to retrofit older cars so that you can have that Alexa connectivity, just like you might in a new car if you buy one. They announced an amp, a subwoofer, a microwave, several other things.
Nice.
All of them connected with Alexa, plus quite a few different things that Alexa can now do that, you know, if you ask your Echo to do certain things, she's gotten a little bit smarter. She can whisper now, and she can also guard your house. So lots of interesting stuff.
Yeah, so Alexa obviously remains the, Amazon's darling of the moment. How do you see, these latest advancements in terms of this chip, in terms of all of these exciting appliances? How does this place Amazon overall in terms of its footing in this smart home race, would you say?
It's interesting. Amazon's really gone the hardware route. Microsoft, Google, Apple, they're all trying to get a stake in this market too. And they've primarily relied more on the software route. So it's going to be interesting to see if Amazon can really get manufacturers to sign on to build their technology into devices, not just, you know, program their devices to do this, but to actually build these chips into their devices. And to see if this does give them a leg up, it may be a huge flop. It could be something that a lot of people end up wanting. They want to be able to tell their coffee maker to turn on in the morning. It remains to be seen, but it's an interesting push. And we've seen a lot of different hesitation towards moving towards this Jetsons-like future. Part of it's been price, part of it's been just usability, and Amazon's really trying to fix a lot of those issues.
Excellent. Laura Stevens has covered it all at WSJ.com, so please head there for the latest details on all the exciting things coming from Amazon. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.